if you're a member of the Triple M Club, don't forget we're giving you the opportunity to get to the Watpac Townsville 400, July 7 to 9. Tickets, flights and accommodation, all available at supercars.com/travel. I've got Garth Tander on the line, who's in Darwin at the moment for this weekend. Morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Had a good trip up to Darwin? A bit steamy up there, is it?
Yeah, well, it's nice. You're coming up from Melbourne, where I'm based now, it's like 0 degrees there and it's 30 degrees up here, so it's beautiful.
Yeah, very close up there in Darwin. Are you looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a great weekend here in Darwin. The local people really get behind the race and we have a massive crowd out there every year. And so looking forward to it. Had a bit of a break. Had a four-week break since the last race and look forward to get back in the race car.
Okay, cool. And Gary Rogers back with that team after all this time, enjoying it. Everybody getting on well, playing together nicely, are they?
Yeah, it's going really well. It was a big off-season for me personally, changing teams, and also for the team, changing from Volvos back to Commodores. So we started the year slowly and slowly improved. Currently sitting sixth in the championship. Really happy with that. He's hoping we can continue to make the cars faster this weekend here in Darwin.
I saw something on the line there yesterday, the day before, about twin-turbocharged V6 Commodores in a year or two when the V8s go down. What do you got to say about that?
They've said for a while that even supercars now, it's called supercars, not V8 supercars.
Yep.
They're opening it up to other types of engines, and next year Holden will be running in a couple of races a twin-turbo V6 in one of their cars. As like the engine they'll want to use in the next couple of years. So it's interesting. It's a bit of a transition phase for the sport. I think there'll always be V8s in the sport, but I think it's interesting having different engines as part of the game now.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, mate, we're giving someone the chance to win this fantastic trip to the Watpac Townsville 400, July 7 to 9. And this trip all up is worth like about $14,000 or something with all the fruit you get with it, which is just terrific.
Yeah, mate, it's a fantastic event, Townsville. It's a bit like the Clipsal 400 now, as far as that type end of event. A great one. Whoever gets to win it will really enjoy it. Bit of a journey for Southwest WA, but it's a really cool one to go to.
Yes, it is, mate. Good luck with the Darwin Triple Challenge. Take it easy, stay in one piece, and we'll look forward to your continued success with the Gary Rogers team.
Thanks, mate.
Not far away now. In fact, it's the weekend after this, is the magnificent Truffle Kerfuffle, Fonty's Pool, Manchem Up, June 23 to 25. And something new this year is been brought about by John Lucy and his team at the cidery. John, good morning. Mate, you've got some truffle-infused beverages. Tell us a bit about that. Who came up with the idea? Because it sounds fantastic.
No, thank you very much, Ian. It is fantastic. The credit has to go to two gentlemen, Mark Hollett, our brewer here at the Cider or Blackwood Valley Brewing Company, and more importantly, Alex Wilson from the Truffle and Wine Company based down in Manchem Up, who, as we know, are the largest growers of the Black Perigord truffles in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
So it was a match made in heaven, and people coming to the Truffle Kerfuffle in a week's time will be able to experience, as you said, our unique Blackwood Truffle Ale and our Truffle Cider.
How much of that have you experienced yourself so far, John?
There has to always be some perks of the trade, having your own brewery and cidery.
That's right.
And over the years, we've done a fair amount of tasting. But this basically had its genesis about 12 months ago, where Alex identified an opportunity to work collaboratively together. And that's very much our business model here. We've been going 17 years in Bridgetown. And
yep.
Any opportunity we can to partner with other businesses locally to help promote the region, because it's all about bringing visitors to our fantastic region down here.
Right, it's absolutely beautiful down there. I mean, I'm a motorcyclist and I ride through down that area often, and it's just beautiful. I love sitting down there at Bridgetown, having a beer and having something to eat and riding around the roads around there. It's a beautiful area, isn't it?
It is, and while visitors and our international visitors and interstate visitors all know Margaret River, which is fantastic, little do they know that within an hour and a quarter inland across the Moen Road, which is now sealed, is another sort of region again that grows a lot of the produce that they're eating in that Margaret River region.
Yep.
You know, we live in God's own little bit of paradise down here. We generally always have good rains. We are going to get some. We've got fantastic soils, and as a result, we can grow great ciders. That's why we started making beautiful 100% natural ciders 17 years ago here at the cidery. And when Alex approached us with the concept that they had already entered into an arrangement in America and were making a truffle ale in America, which, believe it or not, retails at $120 a bottle.
Now, what?
I know. And it's so popular, you have to go into a raffle, basically, to be able to purchase one. Well, we bought ours in considerably less than that. But Mark, our brewer, loves a challenge, and in the last 12 months has been working with the Truffle and Wine Company to perfect what we now know is what we believe is the best truffle ale available, certainly in Australia. And that was evidenced recently when we were asked to supply truffle ale for the Melbourne truffle events. And as I said, you know, using the beautiful truffles that they grow down there at the Truffle and Wine Company, and then using, in the instance of the truffle ale, it's an Irish red ale that carries that. And in our cider, we've got exactly the same sort of process of infusing. And we believe, we've Googled, and we cannot find another truffle cider listed anywhere in the world.
Unique. I tell you what, I'll be looking forward to getting down there, John, and trying both of them. The Truffle Kerfuffle, yeah. It's on next weekend, 23rd to the 25th at Fonty's Pool. Now, truffle ales are available at the Blackwood Brewery and Cidery stand at the Truffle Kerfuffle and also at the Truffle Kerfuffle Bar. And if you can't sort of make the Truffle Kerfuffle, all you've got to do is call the Cidery, and you can do that for orders on 9761 2204. Hey, John, great to talk to you, mate. I look forward to trying it.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Ian, for promoting our region again.
Scotty Cummings, morning, mate.
Vegas, how are you, pal?
Not bad. Good win for the boys last night. Domain.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, they were terrific, weren't they? It was a real, I reckon we've had a few of these, but this was the line in the sand sort of moment for them, and they had to step up. They got, they had 2 weeks of stew on a really poor loss. They've had, a couple of losses, actually, and a few players got personally challenged, and I reckon they answered an absolute treat last night. I thought they were aggressive. And we're talking Jack Darley. I mean, he's, and I've been a critic, and many have. He's been attacked, but he was aggressive last night. He was, which is what you want to see from him. He was lively, he was tackling, he was chasing, he was taking grabs and kicked a couple of goals. So I thought he answered. And Louis Jetta, how good was his kicking, his field kicking last night? Wow, it was just, as a forward, just exciting to see. But I'm not sure if you heard or watched the game, Blackers, but apparently. Basil mentioned it, I think, once or twice. Apparently, Jack Darley had a kid last week.
Yes.
Maybe about 472 times, Basil. Thank you for that.
Yes. That's some news that no one's heard of. It's all news to us.
It was good that he was telling everyone who just joined. If you've joined us in the last 5 minutes, news you've missed. Anyway, good old
Baz. Yes, I know, mate. Now, tonight, North Melbourne are taking on St Kilda at Etihad. What do you reckon is going to happen there?
Yeah, it's a tough one to pick. You don't know what you're going to get with the Kangas. They're a strange mob. And the same as I've lost their last three. I'm listening to a couple of their boys during the week, mate. I reckon they're ready to go. I reckon they've set themselves for this one. They need this one to keep their season half alive or to keep a pulse. And I reckon the Saints can come out and run the Kangas off their feet and get it done. Still no... I'm not sure if he is back into the side, but he is. Nick Riewoldt's been named back in the side. Whether he plays, that's a different story, but Riewoldt back in, that's enough for me. He's an inspiration, and that'll get the same as home.
All right, mate. Saturday, tomorrow, Richmond are taking on the Swans at the G. What are you going to say?
There's three more games that can go either way, and you'll sit back at the end of the weekend and go, yeah, okay, chose the wrong one. But yeah.
That's usually how the way my footy tipping goes.
Mate, I'm here. I'm not sorry about that. The Tigers, they're sitting in fourth, which is great for the competition because they've got a massive supporter base. They get very passionate and emotional, and there's nothing more enjoyable watching them crumble when the wheels fall off Richmond season. So,
you're a shocker, mate. You are.
A real sadistic type attitude, isn't it? But you know what? I'm going to tip on. I think the Swans are back in business. Still no Kurt Tippett. He's going to play with Neefel again. So, but I reckon Richmond get up here.
All right, mate. What about Port Adelaide and the Brisbane Lions?
Easy one there. I think Port easily account for the Brisbane Lions at Adelaide Oval.
Yep, and Gold Coast Suns and Carlton.
Carlton's still celebrating last weekend. the booze bus took out eight of them yesterday in the Tanning car park. I think the Suns are just starting to get their act together as well, playing some half-decent footy, and I think they'll... I'm going to win over the hungover blues.
All right, mate. And the last one this weekend on Sunday at Etihad, where the Bulldogs take on the Demons. What's happening there, you reckon?
What about that? Luke Beveridge, he's lost his sense of humour. He's lost his sane disposition. 8 possible inclusions into the doggy side this weekend on Sunday. The D's had a pretty bruising encounter against Collingwood on Monday. I reckon the Doggies, this is the game of their season. You know, they're sitting in
all right, nine. Okay. This all right, we'll see what happens, won't we?
Tipping them, mate.
All right, mate. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
You too. Look forward to it.